From the Theater Talk studio at WBFO, I'm Mark Scott, and it's time for Press Pass. And when you hear me, you know you're hearing Elizabeth Licata of Buffalo Spree.
Thanks, Mark. Yes, you are. It's great to be here.
Happy spring.
Well, okay. I'll believe it when I see it.
Exactly. We know what that's all about. The April issue is out, and the feature is about free services in the area. Not necessarily free stuff, but free services. And you start with the library. And we all know, if you can go to a library, books are free. You can take them out, read them, and return them. But there's much more associated with the library that's free, such as?
There's a big multimedia studio that kids can use. There's lectures that you can go to every single day. There's one of the libraries has a big plant swap going on. It just goes on and on, the amount of things. And of course, when you say books, now you're talking about every possible range of media, including printed media, but certainly extending to audible books and music and everything else, films, everything. So the library is a tremendous resource. I feel that it's more useful to our community than it ever was.
One of the new things I learned about was something called the November Project. And that's incredible because it's year-round. Even in winter, on the steps of the Albright Knox.
Yeah, it's marvelous. I've not done it. I believe that one of our staff members done it. But the November Project, along with Creative Mornings and the establishment, were like three things that I had not heard of, which I love it, because I generally do hear about everything. So when our writers bring me new things that are in Buffalo and going on in Buffalo that I'd never heard of, it's really exciting, and I'm so excited to share them with readers. And I have to assume a lot of them won't have heard of it either. But it is a national project, and so this is the Buffalo branch of it.
And this is yoga.
Yoga, yes.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
At the Albright Knox.
On the steps,
year round,
though.
I can understand in the summertime when the sun is up and it's 60, 65 degrees, but doing yoga in the dark of night and in wintertime?
It's, I would argue that the really hot yoga is probably more difficult to do than this yoga, because at least the exercise is warming your body up. So I think it's probably not as terrible as you might think. And, with the Albright Knox steps, that's a great place because they have to keep all that clear anyway. So it's not like you're going to be slipping and sliding around on ice or anything like that. And, when I see people running and riding their bikes throughout the winter, when I, as I'm driving to work, I always see people running along Linwood Avenue without fail every single day. So I have to think it's not much different than that.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. We're used to that, but I was just struck by doing yoga in the snow. But
maybe you're thinking of people wearing shorts or something, which these people obviously aren't.
Yeah. For gardeners, I know you enjoy gardening and there are free things for gardeners. Tell us about that.
Well, there's some, I love Urban Roots, which is one of the few nurseries, garden centers, really, that is within the city limits. And you can go there and get free workshops all through, seed starting, square foot gardening, really practical workshops where you'll gain valuable knowledge from experts. So that's one of the things. They also do plant swaps. And I mentioned garden societies, plant societies, because that is one way to join a society. Now, that's not exactly free, but you get a lot of benefits from it that are very, because I think it's only like $5 or $10 for a year's dues to one of those. They have plant swaps. Mm-hmm. And then there's free talks that you can go to by gardening experts. And so there's a lot of great stuff. I think that Doug Tallamy was just here and spoke for free. Unfortunately, I was unable to attend that one. But plant swaps are amazing.
Why is that? I mean, how does it work? Why is it amazing?
Well, you just bring a plant and you take a plant home. And if you didn't bring a plant, I think you pretty much still take a plant home. Mm-hmm. And people like to, you get a good half a plant started and it'll perform just as well for you as anything that you paid $15, $20 for in the nursery.
Yeah, okay.
And there's also seed swaps, too.
We also learned about free financial advice at the establishment in Williamsville.
Yes, and that's, full disclosure, that's put on by an insurance company, so if you were to buy insurance from them, that would not be free, but Mass Mutual. But the establishment. Yeah, and it's not just free financial advice. There's usually refreshments, beer and wine, things like that, and the discussions really sound fun.
And there's not a lot of pressure. I mean, because sometimes when you think about financial advisors, you think of people who want your business. I mean, it's just
This is something relaxed. Well, because it's not a financial advisor company. This is a service they're offering that is not the same as what they're selling, really. So it's not quite so I don't think there's any hard sell, but it's just I think a lot of young people are benefiting from it. A lot of us who have long had, the same sort of money, habits that we've had for decades might not benefit quite as much.
Yeah. And the establishment is the venue for the release of the May issue of Buffalo Spree.
That's right. That will be in April.
So let's move on to the other hot topic in the April issue of Buffalo Spree, poetry. And when Buffalo Spree started, it was a literary magazine.
That's true.
And and so when you took over, or when Larry Levitt took over in 1998, you became more of a city magazine.
Right, and which we still are.
But this month, for the first time in like 20 years, you're having some new poetry in the issue.
Yes, and it's very different than what the old Spree used to do, which just took submissions really from all over the place. And wasn't really that focused on whether they came locally or whether they focused on our local culture here in Buffalo. What this is about is very specific to Buffalo, and it's the performance poetry mainly, although we do talk about a new anthology that's come out that's a little more on the traditional poetry side. But it's just a great scene where people go to the Gypsy Parlor, which is, I don't know if you've heard of it or not, but it's a bar restaurant on Grant Street, and they perform poetry. People get up and it's judged there and then on the spot, and there's a winner.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a game.
Yeah. And are there other readings and poetry slams?
Oh, yes. Yes, there's Nietzsche has a monthly Just Buffalo Literary. I mean, it would take me forever to list all the wonderful things that they offer. There are poetry readings taking place regularly at Medei College and all the other colleges and universities through various programs. They're almost always free. I mean, so it kind of goes along with their theme.
Yeah. And April is poetry month.
That's why we did it this month. Why. You got it.
Now, I loved the Buffalo Days. I mean, I love your last page of the magazine. And this month, you sort of mixed two people, icons in our area, but they didn't know each other. Robert Creeley.
Ships passing in the night.
And Charles Birchfield.
Literally, because Bob moved to Buffalo the same year that Birchfield died.
Yeah.
But Bob Creeley is a poet who is really known, among many other things, for his collaborations with artists. And he worked with a lot of famous artists like Jim Dine, John Chamberlain, Francesco Clementi, Susan Rothenberg, a lot of artists. And he would write poems. They would make images, and they would publish them in really interesting print portfolios, sometimes books, sometimes loose prints. And I did a project about this. So I thought, well, it would have been great if Creeley had known Birchfield and had worked with Birchfield in that way. So I got out one of my Creeley books and found, and you can usually count on a poet to write poetry that references the seasons and nature. You can pretty much count on it.
Yeah.
And you can count on Charles Birchfield to make paintings that reference the seasons and nature. So it wasn't too hard to find poems by Bob that would relate to the Birchfield painting.
And here's a case where radio can't do it justice, so please get your copy of the April Buffalo Spree and just take a look at that. Read the poetry like I did and enjoy the art. So
yes.
I would suggest doing that. One more thing. I understand there's going to be a book party for someone.
That's right. That's right.
You have written a book.
I have written a book.
Here it is. 100 Things to Do in Buffalo Before You Die by Elizabeth Licata.
It's
wow. I'm impressed. I know an author.
Well, If you read the things, you'll see it's pretty much what I do. I have to do all the time with Spree. And it's actually a franchise out of Reedy Press out of Missouri. And they publish 100 things to do in Atlanta, 100 things to do in New Orleans. And this is the first Buffalo one. And I agreed to write it and did. And there it is.
And the party is April 11th?
No. It is April 8th. It's a Sunday. It's at the Hotel Henry at 2 to 4. And there's a notice about it in this current issue, and then there's going to be a Facebook event page and so on. So I hope to see some friends there with free refreshments.
I've put it on my calendar.
Oh, good.
So, Elizabeth, thanks for coming in. Congratulations on the new book, and we'll talk to you again in another month or so.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree. Mark Scott, WBFO News.